Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We are in Masechta Temura today. We begin the sixth parak, and now we're going to talk about things that can't be brought on the Mizbeach. When we say that something's not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, it means that if they get mixed up in things that are okay, even if they get mixed with one in a thousand, they're all not allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach. Similarly, an animal that has been used as on one end or the other as for purposes of bestiality can be brought on the Mizbeach. Ma'amukta, if it was just simply turned around and set aside for Avodah Zarah, or a Nevad, it was actually served, or a Esnan, it was used to pay for Avodah Zarah. I'm sorry, to pay for Gilei Arayos. Ba'mechir, where it was used to purchase a dog, right, as a trade, as a turnover. Ba'kalayim, and an animal that was brought from a combination of a goat and a ewe, or a trefa, an animal that's a trefa, right? So in all of these instances, they can't be brought on the Mizbeach, together with a yotze dofen, an animal that was brought was born as a result of a C-section. Zeizu muktzah. What is an example of an animal that is set aside? Hamuktzah la'avodah zarah. So obviously that is a reference to something that is set aside for avodah zarah purposes. So what we say about that animal is hu asur mashalav mutter. The animal itself is forbidden, and what happens to be on the animal. In other words, if you had dressed the animal up in some form of jewelry, so those things would be mutter. Ezo nevad, what's the example of an animal that has been served? So kol shovdin oso, hum mashal of aser. So when you serve the animal, so then even the tachshitim on the animal are aser. V'ze v'ze mutar b'achila, and both of them are able to be eaten, right? And why is that? Because the fact that, they are balei chai who get served, they are not aser b'achila. Okay, an ezehu esnan. What's the example of an esnan zona? So, well, a zona, if a person comes along to a zona and he says, "Hey, lach talazeh b'shacharich, I'm going to pay you off with this gedaya isim," the way that the re'eu adulami went to go ahead and pay on behalf of Yehuda in the episode known as Yehuda and Tamar. So that animal that he went up with to go pay for Tamar's services, so that animal is usher. Even if he made a deal to pay for one lamb, and he gave her many, many more than one lamb, he decided to pay a very nice, generous tip. Those animals are going to be aser. Even if the esnan is not for you, we use it to pay for a shivcha to go ahead and have babies for my eved, so that this way the two of them. We'll give birth to a baby that we'll have. That's still called znus. And so that also would be a price of an esnan. Rabbi Omer, eino esnan. Rabbi says, that's not going to be called an esnan. V'chacham omer mesnan. And the chachamim say that is a deal of an esnan. And the Gemara explains that this case over here is assuming that we have a eved that has no wife and children, and his master doesn't have a right to give him a shivcha k'nanis to have the avadim out of. And so we see that what? In such a situation, that's an esnan. The Rebbe says, no, what are you talking about? Even if he doesn't have a wife and children, his master has a right to take care of it from his own prices, even since he doesn't go ahead and use his own shivchos in order to be able to go ahead and proceed with this process, but rather has to hire somebody. The price of the hiring for this single activity is called znus. A misunderstanding of what the purposes of Pur Rafu are about, and so therefore that price is going to create an esnan. I want to wish you all a wonderful, terrific Shabbos, and Bezos Hashem will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet tomorrow morning. Have a great day.